Glory to God forever and ever. Jesus Christ is alive. He's the Son of God. He's the Savior. And He's the Lord God Almighty. Amen. Father Jesus, Holy Spirit, we give You this time. We welcome You here. Jesus, wonderful Jesus, I believe with those listening that You will reveal Yourself and Your glory to them. Amen. Man was born to fellowship with God. The presence of Jesus is the glory of the Lord. The Lord Himself, the only true God, who has revealed Himself as the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. This is a glorious, eternal revelation, and this truth that man was born to fellowship with God is beyond human words. This fellowship can also be called the anointing. That's the word for it. And the anointing is an eternal mystery, just like everything in our most holy faith is. At the same time, it's simple. It's the presence of Jesus. And there, in the presence of Jesus, is the power of God. And I want to give just a very short message, just to keep it as short as possible, about this glorious truth. But let's remember, just knowing the Lord and is the chief end of man, okay? And then the deepest reality of that is fellowship with Him. That's the fourth phase of knowing Him. There's four phases. It's so glorious, so awesome. This is a celebration. As last week's messages during Easter was about the sacrifice of Jesus, and all because of that, God Almighty, Jesus offer anyone an eternal celebration. Amen. We can celebrate the living Jesus Christ all the time. Glory to God. Glory to God. This short teaching, I want to start it right now. Let's see how short I can be. And it's based on Habakkuk 3:4. Not a real famous scripture, but remember, when we find the Holy Spirit, every scripture, everything becomes glorious and awesome and powerful and just glory to God. And here's the summary, okay? Without the Bible, remember, someone can know God fully. And this general truth is this. The presence of God, the presence of Jesus Christ, that's the Lord Himself. So wonderful and beautiful, He's beyond words. He's the treasure hidden in a field. He's the glorious God of the universe. Okay? And He comes as light and brightness and glory and majesty and everything, all these wonderful things. He's merciful, gracious, loving, giving, slow to anger, gracious. It goes on and on. And there, hiding in His power, in His presence, is His power. The power of God. And the presence of Jesus is with us all the time. Within us and all around us. All the time. Our whole life. And for eternity. Amen. Someone may not realize it. If they get born again and they just stay in the first phase, they won't understand the glory of God. yet he's within them and all around them their whole life. Amen. Okay, that's how simple it is. And for eternity, amen. Jesus explained that in John 14 when he spoke about the Holy Spirit. But here's the verse, okay, that also explains it. Habakkuk 3:4, I'll just read it. His brightness was like the light. He had rays flashing from his hand, and there his power was hidden. So this presence of Jesus is with us all the time, and that's how we know him and walk with him and celebrate him. Then his power comes for service. God is always, what I'm about to say is also an eternal revelation. God's always serving, giving. He's offering salvation. He's offering healing. He's offering infinitely more all the time. He's knocking on the door of people's hearts. He's serving. He's setting, you know, offering himself. And all these wonderful things that Jesus does are examples of how God serves. And you might say in our modern language, God's in the business of meeting needs. If someone's unsaved, he's met the need. They just receive him and they get saved. If someone needs healing, he offers healing in every area of life. Amen. If someone is depressed and sad, he offers joy and happiness. If someone feels like they have no reason for living, Jesus offers purpose and eternal purpose and eternal, ministry, eternal purpose. He's the purpose for living, the reason for living. And it goes on. Sometimes I maybe am not as short as I could be. I wanted to just explain that. And this verse is very powerful. This is verse 3 says, this is in Habakkuk 3:3. God came from Taman, the Holy One, from this mountain. His glory covered the heavens. The earth was full of his praise. His brightness was like the light. He had rays flashing from his hand, and there his power was hidden. Another scripture that's similar, there's a portion that's similar, Malachi 4:2, famous scripture. He comes with healing in his wings. Well, that really, a great man of God points out what that really a good better translation is, healing in his rays, the rays of his light and glory. Amen, amen. So, let's remember Jesus is alive, his glory available, his presence, the presence of Jesus Christ available on the earth. He's in heaven, and we just celebrated Easter, and it's a glorious revelation about what happened after Jesus rose from the dead. For 40 days, he was on the earth. And then he ascended to heaven. He's in heaven forever. And the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of Jesus. Amen. I'm thinking this week that I want to have a short series called The Presence of Jesus Christ. Again, this is all within the overall series of the glory of the Lord. And the anointing is part of that. You know, the anointing is the official, that's based on scripture. It's so glorious. And remember that there's the other side. By that I mean, it's very, very sad and tragic that most people, let's start with the main thing. Most people don't get saved. Most people do not have an interest in the things of God. They're apathetic. They're not interested in them. And there's many worse responses that they have. Some are hostile to it. They discount it. They disregard it. They make fun of it. They may not do this verbally, but they might just to themselves. And again, we as believers do this often, sometimes. Oh, well, that's just, here, I want to try to get to the heart of this, but here's another way to look at it. The Holy Spirit is a person. Jesus Christ, the Lord God Almighty, is a person. He's God. Okay? We should give Him first place and make Him our first love and give Him, you know, have honor and respect, you know, and really be, that's common sense, right? If there was the most powerful person in your country was in your house, you would honor him that's what we need to have. There's many things related to that, such as the fear of the Lord, and we need to but again, we can relax and again celebrate. And in this glorious celebration and honor, and have fun, and it's exciting. This is what humans were born to do. It's simple. It's easy. It's exciting. It's how glorious this is, the opportunity to know Him. I wanted to mention it that way because it's frustrating that many believers and of course unbelievers do not do this. And so the mild way to put it is that anyone who does that misses out. Now there's very serious consequences. Okay, and that's where you really get into the serious side of it. If someone, let's go right to the harshest thing. If somebody dies without Jesus Christ, their eternity is at stake, and they would miss heaven and they would end up in hell. This is very, very serious. So someone's top priority, us as believers, our top priority should be, let's get right. Let's get right with, you know, let's take this seriously. Let's get right with God, with Jesus Christ. How tragic it is. What a tragedy. What an irony. Think of the irony that most people don't do this. This is absolutely, tragic. Jesus told a man who visited heaven and told him and said that one day he would have to wipe away his own tears. There's the famous scripture in Revelation. Jesus said, the scripture says, I will wipe away every tear from their eyes. Amen. How wonderful. Jesus and God Almighty give joy unspeakable for eternity and no more, you know. But Jesus told this man, that includes my eyes, because I will have to turn away my creation, okay, who chose self instead of me. I will have to turn them away. Many people would say, how can this be? This is just cannot be. This cannot happen, and the answer is, one of the answers is, this is a mystery of the kingdom of heaven, that God loves mankind so much, He gave His Son to die. We just celebrated Easter, okay? But yet, God Himself cannot make them choose Him. He made man into his own image. And he cannot and will not, he cannot make someone choose him. That's a mystery of the kingdom of heaven. If anyone has that objection, and that's a big objection, isn't it? They object. This cannot be true. You're saying that's the answer. This is a mystery of the kingdom of heaven. We cannot. It's revealed in the Bible that God made man into his own image. It's also revealed now to us the indisputable proof of his love for the world, sending his son to die, giving the Holy Spirit, raising his son from the dead, the greatest miracle in human history. Jesus ascending to heaven, all miracles, the Holy Spirit coming to the earth, miracle. Do you realize someone who knows Jesus Christ can experience the greatest miracle for us today? They can experience it every day and even all the time. You say, what is that? The Holy Spirit in us, Jesus in us, and his glory. And all someone has to do is say yes to Jesus, and they just continue with him, they'll live forever in glory. That's what God offers. It's incredible, truly incredible. And amen, we believe with you that God will reveal his glory to you. Email us at hello@wonderreality.org, and thank you for listening, being a partner with this ministry. We do need your financial support to keep this going. It costs, you know, there's a lot of expenses for what we're doing, but thank you for, we believe that anyone who gives financially receives back sevenfold, and we need your prayers. Amen. Thank you.